As our guest today, Rodney Crowell, indicated, Rodney, we seem to meet up whenever something new is coming out of your head and a new album is coming our way. But that's fine with me because I'm always anxious to hear some new tunes, and it's good to see you.
Thank you.
And I must say, you've kind of been on a roll here, from the Houston Kid through Fate's Right Hand, and we'll have a chance to hear from The Outsider. A good writing period for you. Has it felt that way? Has it been an arc for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, characterized by the fact that the songs have been easy to write. I haven't struggled too much to come up with something of late. You know, I keep knocking on wood. It's like, you know, please, Lord, don't let it end. Let it go on forever.
Well, it's funny. You, of all people, I would expect people to feel like that. I mean, any kind of an artist, like, you know, God forbid you write the great American novel, and you're supposed to do it again.
I know.
It's tough.
Well, if you do it once, you are supposed to do it again.
Exactly. Well, let's hear some tunes. We'll find out more about the origins as we go along. What do you want to start with?
Well, we'll just start with Say You Love Me, which is the opening track of The Outsider, and we're in our acoustic mode here. We're going to do the acoustic version of it. It's called Say You Love Me. Your mind, darling, state your case, baby. Lay it on the line, sugar, cut to the chase, maybe. Play it in your own words, and don't be proud. And if it's something that you want to get heard, you gotta say it to me right out loud. Say it!
The Standale is playing live for us today on the World Cafe. No, it's Rodney Crowell. And that is called Say You Love Me. You really conjure up a period there, though, Rodney. That's kind of mid-60s kind of nuggets kind of thing.
Yeah, I was hoping like the easy beats.
Oh, yeah.
Friday on my mind.
Definitely.
That's what the well that I was drawing from.
Now wait a second. Your first band was called The Arbitrators.
Yeah.
Number one, how did you come up with a name like that?
Opened up a dictionary. We turned to the A's. We didn't get past the A's. We said, wow, what's an arbitrator? So the band became The Arbitrators.
There were no lawyers and kids' fathers or anything in the band?
No, not where I came from.
But was that the kind of stuff the band played? Was it that period of stuff?
Or? Oh, we played. We had these cards printed up. We were that industrious, and it said the English sound, surf beat, and country and western if you want it. So, I mean, we would do like, you get a nickel, I'll get a dime, we'll go out and buy some wine, drinking wine. So we kind of did that left-handed rock and roll stuff.
The frat party music.
Frat party stuff, yeah.
Definitely. Well, of course, that's just one thing. It's, that's not what this album's all about at all. But there's a song you're going to do next, which I've heard you do, and which I absolutely love, called the Obscenity Prayer. And of course, this has origins in another prayer. And where did this song come from? I'm curious as to.
The Obscenity Prayer came from me. I was really wanting to take it. Take the jizz out of the kind of right wing. Established conservatory, you know, the greed. I like the word conservative. It means not to waste, but the greedy mindset that creates the scenario of the Enrons of the world and the foreign policy that is our way of life now. To me, it's based more on greed than it is on altruism and. Democracy in that part of the world, I think, is a ruse for greedy intentions. I put myself in a first-person situation where I am the narrator of a rather ugly litany. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is sarcasm and irony.
Yes, if people don't understand Randy Newman, they may not get Rodney on this one, but this is the Obscenity Prayer.
Give to me my time and money, give to me my milk and honey, give to me my self-respect, golden chains around my neck. Give to me my supermodel, corporate jet and champagne bottle, get me out there on a town, let me spread my wealth around. I could learn to love this life I lead, just don't take away the things I need. I feel rosy in a pink, just don't make me stop and think. All those dark thoughts in my head seem like bad I left unsaid. Give it to me,
give it, give it, give it,
give it, give it to me,
give it
to me, give it, 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 give. Keep my body young and fit. Give to me my haute couture. Give the world a cancer cure. Serve my breakfast al fresco. Let the wine and liquor flow. I can search for truth some other time. Right now I just wanna get what's mine. Let the gangsters rule the streets while teachers try to make ends meet. I despise all bleeding hearts. I don't patronize the arts. Give it to me.
Give it, give it, give it, give it.
Give it to me.
Give it, give it, give it, give it.
Give it to me.
Give it, give it, give it, give it.
Right now.
Give it, give it, give it, give it.
I don't understand what it is you're trying to tell me.
what it is you're trying to sell me. I guess you're trying to get me to show some compassion. Man, that's so out of fashion. Give to me my Aspen winner. Sorry about the World Trade Center. I can't help the ones in need. I got my own mouth to feed. Give to me my Playboy channel. Some killer weed and sheets of flannel. Lay me down upon my bed. Pleasant dreams to fill my head. Just look at what this world is coming to. There ain't one damn thing that I can do. I don't have a net to land on. I don't have a net to land on. I don't have the base of power. I don't have the extra hour. Give it to me.
Give it, give it, give it, give it.
Give it to me.
Give it, give it, give it, give it.
Give it to me. Right now, give to me my tax cut outsource. Build me my own private golf course. The Dixie chicks can kiss my ass, but I still need that backstage pass. Give to me my NASDAQ numbers, Intel shells, and E-Trade blunders. Soldiers to defend my freedom and a trip for Valium if I need them. Give it to me.
Give it, give it, give it, give it.
I give it to me. Give that stuff to me right now.
Obscenity Prayer, done live today by Rodney Crowell, this great band. And that is another one you'll find on the outside of the new album. Give these names to everybody, Rodney. Who's
well,
playing?
This is The Outsiders. Will Kimbrough on the resonator guitar, lead guitar. Jed Hughes on the acoustic guitar, lead guitar. Denny Bixby playing the five-string bass, I should say. And on the pots and pans, Neoshi Jackson.
Now, the title, The Outsider, did that come just through that song, or was that kind of a viewpoint you wanted to present? And Outsider, outside of, you know, what does that represent?
Well, The Outsider was the last song I wrote for the record, and I realized I was having a bit of a rant going. And most of the record was written, I'd say six of the songs were written in Ireland and Scotland when we were on tour over there during an election year. And I really found myself in the mindset of an expatriate in an election year, and I was getting pretty steamed about what I was seeing, and I was especially angry with the media, because I noticed in Britain, the polarization that was clearly being talked about ad nauseum in America, although it existed, you know, the debate was going on in Britain as well. It wasn't characterized so much by the polarization, and I realized, I was thinking at the end, after I'd completed what I thought was the record, I said, you know what, I just don't want to contribute to this perceived polarization. I said, I'm far more interested in what unites human beings than what divides them. And actually, one night I had this dream about The Outsider, and I woke up and I wrote The Outsider down and went back to sleep, and I got up the next morning and started working on the song. And if you pay attention to the verses are giving voice to actually both sides of sort of the political spectrum, the conservative and liberal, my intent being that there's more that unites than divides. For me, the great creator, our God, or the spirit of the universe, or of all things, I call it God. To me, that entity or that benevolent, loving presence has become the outsider in our culture. And that's truly what the song's about, that God has become the outsider. You don't have to be rich.
I don't have to be a drunken bitch. You don't have to be the top of your class. I don't have to have wables of brass. You don't have to be cute. I don't have to look good in a suit. You don't have to have a dog in this race. I don't have to have an egg on my face. The outsider is watching your back. The outsider will cut you some slack. The outsider, just a little off here. Outsider, it's just something you feel. I don't have to be straight. You don't have to be something I hate. I don't have to be white as a ghost. You don't have to be dumb as a post. I don't wanna be hip. You don't have to start losing your grip. You don't have to be right if I'm wrong. I don't have to be wicked or strong. The outsider is like a coat when you're cold. The outsider like a friend when you're old. The outsider, like a breath of fresh air. The outsider, something that's there. I don't want to be something I ain't. First you get a little long in the tooth. Next you're trying to find a fountain of youth. It's a pain in the butt, but that's the trouble when you're stuck in a rut. We don't have to find a permanent bliss, but we gotta do better than this. The outsider, it's like a stone you don't throw. The outsider, like a bomb you don't blow. The outsider, like a mountain dog's blue. The outsider, got nothing to prove.
It's really cool to hear these acoustic versions of these songs with this band. Sounds great. That is the Outsider. Rodney, do you have any insight to why you did so much writing over in Ireland? Is that unusual for you to write a bunch in a specific setting?
No, it's there's something about me in Ireland, and it's you know, my relationship to myself. There's something about it in Ireland, and it's also in Scotland. I feel it very strongly. Not so much. It's an English speaking country, but there's something about the language. And I told a friend of mine, I said, it's like whatever that's the ceiling is on creativity through the use of words and music. In Ireland, it feels like I can just stick my finger up through the a hole in the roof and stick my head through there and pull in the words, you know, and come back down and write it down. It seems like I always either write there or as soon as I get back home and settle down, I'll start writing, you know, sort of the what I gathered while I was there. It's happened to me every time I go there.
I asked Rodney for the story behind the song Epicetus Speaks, Dancing Circles Around the Sun.
This is a song that actually I got the idea from this song. I was reading a little book called The Art of Living, which was a collection of essays on the philosophy of Epictetus, very successful philosopher about 50 AD, just sort of translated in our language what I thought it was he was trying to get across with his philosophy. They call him the Stoic philosopher.
Disregard what don't concern you. Don't let disappointment turn you. Avoid adopting other people's view. Know what you can and can't control. And don't let envy take a toll. It's nothing more than weather passing through. When your back's against the wall, when you're headed for a fall, table set to make a run, dancing circles round the sun. Through action, wisdom is revealed, and too much talk is like a shield, and silence lies a key to how we grow. When focused on the truth at hand, the critics try to make you bland, but they don't understand what they don't know. Make your own cracks in the sky, reach up deep and learn to fly. You're not hurting anyone, dancing circles round the sun. Forgive the ones who meant to harm you. Don't let superstition charm you. Conform your wishes only to what's real. Your reputation doesn't matter. Let idle gossip chirp and chatter. No one else can tell you how you feel. In between the masks you wear, wash your face and comb your hair. It's the same for everyone, dancing circles round the sun. Dance with me, Jim. Out to God alone, please send me someone I can own. Your soul says, son, you're walking on thin ice. Possession in the broadest sense, compounded by coincidence. But all it takes is one roll of the dice. In between the good and bad, think of all the fun you had. It's the same for everyone, dancing circles round the sun. Evolution comes in fits and stops and starts and coughs and spits. Picasso and Miles Davis come to mind. True artist, bold, unbridled passion, no concern for fat or fashion. Sexy beast in love with womankind. Bend the rules until it breaks. Stand your ground until it shakes. That's the way to get things done, dancing circles round the sun. Hey, start convention, let's have fun, dancing circles round the sun. Dance with them, William.
Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, the American translation from Rodney Carr. What's the name of the song?
It's called Dancing Circles Around the Sun / Epictetus Speaks.
So what are you reading now?
Oh, I'm actually, my wife just wrote a screenplay, and I'm reading it to correct. Well, it's my job to circle in pencil unneeded words.
Right, right.
Literally, that's what I'm reading right now.
Wow. Did she do any of that for you? Is she the first person to hear a lot of these?
Yeah, usually I'll call her and say, come here, and tell me what you think. She's usually very hard to impress, and that's good. You know, if I get some sort of movement out of her, I know I'm doing okay.
There's a song called Beautiful Despair. Is that one that, I'm forgetting, I was reading some notes about this record. Was that the one that came out of sitting at a cafe in Ireland?
Actually, Beautiful Despair came after a gig. We went around the corner to a friend of mine's place who lived near where we were playing, and they were having a party. And his, you know, he has a two-up, two-down, they call, you know, small living room with about 30 people crammed in. We were sitting on the floor, this friend of mine and I, listening to Bob Dylan as the party raged on over us. And we were listening to Every Grain of Sand, just one of the most beautifully written things. And he turned to me and he said, my friend said, you know, he said, I'll drink till I die because I'll never write like that. And it just hit me so strong. The next morning, we were driving down to Dublin, and it occurred to me that the two words came to me, beautiful despair. That's what he had showed me, you know, that he'd never be able to write like Bob Dylan, and in that is beautiful despair. And I just started thinking, you know, that's my lot in life too, you know. So I made a song of it.
Beautiful despair is hearing Dylan when you're drunk at 3 a.m. Knowing that the chances are no matter what, you'll never write like him. Oh, brother. Beautiful despair is why you lean into this world without restraint. Somewhere out before you lies a masterpiece. You'd sell your soul to pain. Oh, brother, what do we laugh or cry? Brother.
what shall we drink or dry?
Beautiful Despair, finishing up our set from Rodney Crowell. And if you recognize any of yourself in any of these songs, it's not a coincidence. Good tunes. You really capture people at certain periods in their lives, definitely. As you capture yourself, I'm sure that's the idea.
Yeah, I think when you do, they're furthering my theory that, you know, there's a lot more that unites us. We have a lot more in common than we have separate.
Well, congratulations on the disc. It's a really, really great one once again. And thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Always a treat.
Thanks for having us out.
Once again, Rodney Crowell's new album is called The Outsider, and you can find it at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.